Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I both get and don't get what Paul George was saying last night after the game. I mean, on one hand, is it a little ridiculous when someone gets booed when they have the opportunity to leave as a free agent? A little bit, yeah. I mean, but here's the thing.
Barkley. He chose to leave, though.
But it's also sports, you know?
And also, if he gets traded, it's the other way around. Like, if he gets traded or whatever, it's like, all right, well, he got traded. I know. But, like, you chose to leave.
Well, he chose to leave because someone else offered him more money.
Agree, so, but, I'm just saying, I don't blame fans for booing. Like,
well, he also didn't deliver in his 4 or 5 years.
That's the bigger thing. It was the whole him and Kawhi thing. You're supposed to deliver, and they didn't. Like, of course they're going to boo you. I would boo you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think he's more off than right. You know, I mean, basically what he's trying to do is he's trying to apply normal standards to sports and fans. And it's just not the way of the world.
Another boneheaded comment from Paul George, am I right?
Hold on. Here we go.
Another bonehead play.
There we go.
We're going to enjoy him this season, Joe, I think.
Enjoy the right word?
We may or may not.
He talks. I don't always get what he's saying, but he talks.
He talks and we think,
as if.
Like, what's going on there, man?
Another bonehead play.
What's happening? All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. We will present it for the first time and perhaps the only time of the offseason, to just find out where you stand on Juan Soto and expectations. The question, do you think the Phillies will sign Juan Soto? Yes or no? Yes or no? Do you think they will get him? All right, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's get to Salvador right now.
I get nervous when you ask that. I start to get like the butterflies. Churning.
Well, it's not as important as Bryce. Bryce Harper, they need it to change the whole thing. They don't need Juan Soto. It'd be great.
Okay, you're right. We don't need Juan Soto, but think about the plight of our outfield.
No, I mean, I get that.
Holy cow.
I get that.
You add maybe the best at what we're looking for.
James, do you feel Juan Soto is a better baseball player than Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
You feel pretty confident with that? So would you say Juan Soto is a top 3 or 5 player in baseball?
Yeah, I would.
And the list is what? Just give us...
So, Shohei Ohtani, yep. On with a bullet by himself. Up, yep. Like, you know, Shohei.
Yep.
Bobby Witt Jr., okay. The shortstop for the Royals, had the second best year in baseball this year if he weren't, you know, him and Judge probably, but... And
you
know, Soto.
Real quick, you're sure you're not judging Bobby Witt through a 1 year?
No, it's been like 3 years.
I know.
This is just the year that
But I'm saying you're saying second best
look
this
up
year.
Bobby Witt's numbers.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
saying that this is the year everyone else realized how good Bobby Witt was. He's also the best defensive shortstop in baseball on top of all those.
But you would definitely put Soto in the top 5.
Yeah, like let's put it this way. Like Bobby Witt, if I were starting a team today, outside of Shohei, it would be Bobby Witt, and I wouldn't even think twice about it. It's like clearly Bobby Witt.
Okay. And by the way, I mean, Harper might be top 5 if not for some of the injuries. He has, for sure.
And also, he's older. Like, he's older than Soto.
Yes.
You know, if we're talking moving forward and stuff, like, I think Soto at 26 is just a better asset.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to the Chris Long audio in a moment. Salvador right now in Coatesville. What's going on, Salvador?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Salvador.
Hey, would you say that Aaron Judge is better than Juan Soto? He really fell flat in the World Series.
Well,
I'd rather have Juan Soto.
I'd rather have Juan Soto also, but it's close. I mean, Aaron Judge is a phenomenal baseball player. Phenomenal.
World Series. Like, what did he do?
Yeah, but Salvador, there were years where Barry Bonds was clearly the best player in baseball, and he struggled in the postseason. It doesn't mean he's not the best player in baseball. It has happened. I mean, there are plenty of guys that have struggled in baseball playoffs. Now Judge, I think it's a couple times now. Bonds was a bunch of times until 0-2, so it's a little complicated. But I mean, look, in the end, it doesn't matter. If one guy's ranked third, one guy's ranked fifth, what difference does it really make? Bottom line is Judge is a legitimately great player.
Yeah, you're right. And real quick on the Sixers, what are they in the East? They're like 12th or 13th? Because I think they're probably at the bottom.
As bad as you can be. Their record is as bad as anyone.
Sixers, Bucks, and Jazz have the worst record in the league at 1-6.
The Bucks are down there too?
Yeah, the Bucks have been horrible.
That bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Been,
yeah, 1-6, yeah.
Wow. All
right. And Joe, what's it going to take for you to come around on Jalen Hurts? What does he have to do?
He's got to play better, longer,
and more. He's playing better, man. How long does he have to play good?
More than 2 games.
He's been playing good, I think, pretty much the whole season.
Salvador, let me make this real simple
after
for you.
After the bye, he has played much better, Salvador, but it's been understated because a lot of what he's done is reading defenses, making the right run reads, the right run decisions, the right, you know, understated play decisions, the right protection decisions. They aren't things that pop out and say, hey, this is flamboyant and scoring tons of points.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just doing the right thing, not turning it over. And
which is important, yeah.
We're winning games, but in Joe's mind, he wants to see, I guess, the flashy
Well, Salvador, there's a whole other element to this conversation we haven't even addressed yet today. I mean, one of the biggest elements that has helped him is that they run the ball a ton now. I mean, they run the ball more than any team in pro football.
Now, other than the guy who's probably going to win the MVP right now, Lamar Jackson, whose team runs it even more than the Eagles.
Well, lately, the Eagles have run
it
more.
But either way, the point is you could be that type of quarterback and win the MVP two times.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
But Saquon, listen, Salvador, I give Jalen credit for looking better and being better, not only in the passing game, but running game lately. But let's not get it twisted, man. Saquon Barkley has been a far bigger factor.
But it's not his fault that they weren't running the ball.
You're right about that. But it is his job when they don't run it as much as they should.
They were throwing way too much on first down.
No doubt, but he had to be better in that moment. Anyway, Salvador, give me an answer, a living role model.
All right, well, my favorite player on team is Devontae Smith. My answer is Jay Wright.
Jay Wright, all right. Jay Wright is a role model, no doubt about it.
The only thing he did wrong.
Yep.
Was he ruined the rivalry because he's too nice?
Well, I'll tell you what. Not just that, Rhea. Yeah. He ruined all the rivalries because they were too good.
Yeah. Yeah,
not good anymore.
Well, that's true.
Today's a day to talk about it.
They're back! The Holy War! So does a 20-year-old know what the Holy War... Yeah, right?
I don't think so. Yeah.
It was a thing.
It was insane.
They lost to an Ivy League school.
Who did?
Nova. Recently? Yeah, they lost to Columbia.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's bad, man.
And the Ivy League doesn't even have scholarships, right? No scholarships in the Ivy League.
Ouch.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, they can't be happy.
That's not good. And I give you two role models. One is Jason Kelce, and another is Chris Long. So let's listen to Chris Long talking this week about the Kelce situation from Saturday. By the way, Jason will be in studio with us in about an hour. And while I think we all, or at least most of us, acknowledge, you know, it certainly makes it easier. No, easier is not the word. It makes it easier in the aftermath for Jason to walk away. Easier in the aftermath if he walks away. We all, most of us at least, understand why you react the way you do if provoked. Why, you know, because he was really provoked and that other guy was a total jerk. And Chris Long said something on his podcast that really resonated with me. And I know this is old school. And I know there's some people that might not want to hear it, but
some people might not like it. But you know what?
This is real talk, and it resonates with me, and I'm going to guess with most people. Here's Chris Long.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This week.
The problem is, most people run up on somebody like that and they're like, oh, I'm in the enclosure.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then what you see is when Jason Kelce snaps, the fan gets to see what it's like to fall into the polar bear cage. You know what I mean? Like when you see somebody at the zoo that like comes to and they're sitting in the enclosure, they're like, how did I get here? Oh my God, there's the bear. Like, that's what it is. You want to know what it feels like? It could have been a lot worse for that guy. If there weren't a million people around and Jason wasn't so damn patient, I don't think it's just pro athletes. I think people have no respect anymore for each other. Yeah. And I think the internet culture has ruined real life. And I think there's too many people that grew up in situations where they never punched in the face. And I'm not saying that's like a prerequisite to being an adult, but I'm pretty sure that guy never got punched in the face. I'm not saying that's like a rite of passage for every American, but if you're going to act that way, eventually somewhere down the line, and he's lucky it's not somebody with less to lose. That's the thing. Like you do that to somebody with less to lose, you might be in real trouble.
John, that resonates with me so clearly. It's just real talk. That's the America we grew up with, John, right?
I mean,
it just is.
You do that to someone who has less to lose.
Yeah.
You know, frustrating. It's so frustrating. I can't imagine what it's like for Jason now with the spotlight of not just Philadelphia, but really the nation, and then even farther, just solely on him. You know, for me personally, every time I've backed into someone while trying to park, going 2 miles per hour, you know, fender bender, I have been sued. Like me personally, in my life, I have been taken to the bank and sued. Like there's no tomorrow.
And that's never happened to me. So you think the idea is they think me and a former NFL player collided. That guy might have millions and millions of dollars. Let me try to get a buck from him.
Without fail. Wow. And this is going back to when I guess people had to do a little digging, a little work to figure out, you know, when I backed into them going 2 miles per hour at the parking meter in wherever it was, El Cerrito, California. Yeah, they, oh, wow, this guy played for the Raiders. Oh, okay. They did put two and two together at some point, but it's always become something so much more than what it should have been.
That's
fascinating. It was a 2 mile per hour collision. Should have been, hey, nice day. Here's my insurance information. Sure. It became a long, drawn-out process that was really humbling for everyone.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. No, I'm very sorry to hear
that. But that's every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time my car has nicked another car.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it's like when Jason, at this point, walks out of his
house?
Well,
let me tell you something I've worried about in the last 2 or 3 days. The more I thought about this situation with Jason is he obviously, you know, is clearly going to be of the mindset to try to walk away, to do everything in his mindset to walk away. And if he's in hostile territory, which he won't typically be, because most people aren't going to be like that jerk. But let's just say he's in Dallas and Dallas fans want to do something, or he's in New York and Giants fans want to do something.
Sure.
It's almost like they're going to have free reign to say whatever they want, knowing that he has like no choice but to walk away. And it could almost embolden jerks to be bigger jerks.
That's why he needs security.
But Joe,
I agree with you.
That's the curse.
But that's
not
going to
stop it.
That's a
shame.
No, I agree with you too. But I'm just saying that's a shame.
No, that is. Like, but that's the way
the world
is every
now,
time.
Though.
No, I know
every
it.
That's why super famous people always have security with them.
Well, no, I get it.
You know?
But part of Chris Long's point is there's just more rudeness and there's just more meanness.
No, he's not wrong. It's just what it is.
It's what it is. It's sad.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the phones. Dante right now. Dante, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Dante.
Doing good, buddy.
Yeah, I want to call and talk about Jalen. I want to be a Jalen Hurts apologist again. I guess, you know, 10 weeks into the season, we're still apologizing for him playing well, I guess.
Well, you don't have to apologize, but if you want to, you can.
I mean, that's what it sounds like. I'm just curious, though, what is it going to take for you to really get on board? Because, I mean, for the guy who's already shown you everything besides taking the trophy and putting it, the Lombardi in the case, he's literally done everything in between those two markers. And right now he's on one of the best stretches of his career, numbers-wise. So, and we've already had the shaky part of our season starting off, and you've seen the improvement. Whereas last season, that was
Dante. Let me, Dante. I want to ask you a question. I just want to let's play a game.
Listen, I'm all ears.
All right, let's play a game called What If.
So, I don't like what aboutism, but continue.
What if Jalen Hurts was playing with the players and the offensive line around him that Trevor Lawrence played with last week? What does Jalen Hurts look like with that group? Is he there?
Oh,
he put him on hold somehow.
I didn't put him on hold.
Well, he's on hold somehow.
Oh, I didn't touch anything.
I didn't either. I can't even put him on hold. Sorry, you must have by mistake.
No, I can't, hold on. Do me a favor. Everyone, trust me. I didn't touch anything.
I know, but it's, there's no one else that can.
James, I did not touch anything. I'm telling you I didn't. Now, Dante, I'm going to ask the question again. What if Jalen is playing with that group Trevor Lawrence is playing with? What happens then?
That sounds like that's not the reality of the situation, so we need to move the goalposts in order to fit our critique with the current reality, which is every win that he accomplishes.
Yeah, that's a weak answer, Dante. It's a weak answer. It's a very weak answer.
Obviously, the production wouldn't be as good.
That's fair. That's right.
Any quarterback, if you put him on a worse team, is going to produce a worse product. What are you saying?
Saquon Barkley.
No, that's right. No, Dante, I respect your answer. That's right. The question is how much lesser, and it's impossible for us to know. We don't know. We can't define for sure what it would be. My belief is that he looks a lot better because of what he has around him. And I'm not saying he stinks, Dante. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying he's elite.
We are going to penalize him for being in a competent organization.
No, it's not about penalizing him. It's just about trying to judge him fairly and accurately. I'm not saying he stinks, Dante. But when Judd said earlier he's elite, I disagree with that. I just do. And I do think he wasn't.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, please do.
Can you point to a better stretch that he has had currently that you know of that's better than the one he's currently on?
Yeah, the first 14 games of 2022 before he got hurt.
We complained every week about that same team not performing in the second half, despite them blowing teams out by 20 points. We complained about the amount of points they scored in the second half all the way until they went to the Super Bowl. So I don't accept that as an answer.
Well, I do. I mean, but you're entitled to that opinion. Dante, give me an answer, my man.
He's right, though. That is a blast from the past. We were sort of mad about why they don't keep their foot on the gas.
To be fair, they were up by so much, and they kept having these incredible second quarters. And it is human nature.
But it was lopsided.
The first quarter point is a critique now, despite the continuing to win. All right,
Dante, give me a living role model. Who do you have?
Well, his stock took a couple of points, a hit, but I'm going to go with Jason Kelce. I'm going to give you guys a local favor.
You got it, man. Dante, very interesting phone call. Kelce certainly is a living role model, too.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.